I'm giving them an olive. And Rashi's. So, open up today. 5 lines down. But a sack and lishka boy, he can check a knife to use it to be shafted for his purple. Behema shaloi for his animal. Vein tzarek laharis, the rabbi doesn't have to show it to his rabbi. Some more makes a story.
Hello, good morning, Russell. Hello, good morning, Rabbi Reingold.
Mechuza, after the rabbi, he came to the city of Rabbah. Ravina came to the city of Rabbah and he checked. He told him to go check, give it to Rabbah. So he says, but don't you hold the rabbis, then you can check for yourself. So he said, no, Mizvin Zabina, Kiachilna, Mehai Bistra, Midomino Zaman Lominoch. I'm buying it from you. Hu Alab, Lanav Shoy, Ella Kishar Tavcha Havasli. It's not for me. If you'd be giving it to me as a matana, that sounds like you're saying that would be true. Or it's my animal to start with. That's true, but in this scenario, it was your animal, it's your shechting to do business with. That's not called for me. That I can be better than the knife myself.
Right. So,
first Rashi, you did the nafsha.
Yeah.
So if they just agreed, you know, here I'm buying the animal from you, they have the transaction takes place, then can he, you know, look at the knife?
If you'd buy it beforehand, yeah. If you buy the whole animal, yeah.
Yeah. I guess there's a big transference of risk there, right? In other words, there's a risk that the shechita won't go well. There's a big nafkamina as a, you know, in terms of on a business level.
Agreed. Eglatilsa, Galoshlish, it grew a third of its full growth. And what's Omen Beaker Tom Bisra? That's the best flavor. Kitnan, Bayalasa Achihu Mishuloshin, that they would. That the arrangement was a lot of times that they would give the animal over to the Roya to raise it. And he would raise it to the third of its full potential growth, and that was like the common time to give it back to the owner of the business. Rabbi Nami, Moiser Shlish Biskorcha. Alma Urche et Shlish, the common thing was up to a third. Lish Tachira, the second Pshat. Shisha the Bet, and the third born. Okay. So Rashi says on that second Pshat, so, Bekoshali, on this shot I have the following question. Hod the Amr Ba'alma, like the Mor says, whether it's in Hedron. Rav Chanina, Rav Oshia, have Oski B'Sefer Yitzira. They learn Sefer Yitzira. Chomali Shabbata, Ibri, Luhu, Eglatilsa. They would make for themselves an animal for Shabbos to eat. There was Sefer, they're usually Sefer Yitzira, they'd make a behemoth. So the Mor said they'd make an eglatilsa. So if it means it was a third grown, so it makes sense. They made it a certain size. They can make any size they want, right? You know, once you're using Sefer Yetzirah, you can make any size. But how do you make it a third born? How do you make it a third born animal? It wasn't born. It's definitely not number three. So
the husband is like equivalent.
The also my shlisha lebetan ikah lohoya bebetan miyarlum. Okay. So Rashi, whether it's in Hedron or quote correctly, Rashi has the same question. Rashi, when we learn Rashi over there, Rashi points out for that Gemara that Shlishi Betin has to mean Shlishi, the third growth, a third of its growth, not of its third born.
What's third growth?
Third of its full growth. So he said, so Rabbi Acher Bar Tachlifa said to them, where's a story that the Tzolozer Hagrun Yolodechus the Saba the Rav Acher Bar Yaakov, shouldn't we take into consideration the Saba the elder? But to me, he's asking us a question. So he said, well, we have Rabba's din. So he said, yeah, but once they were, Samora says he ignored it and he got an einish. Samora says, Rabba said it's okay. Over here it's different. The skill of a choy, the shenemer loy, the nechush the saba. They suggested to him that he should take Rav Acha bar Yaakov into consideration. So they were already discussing the kavod of Rav Acha. In that situation, he should not have ignored the kavod of Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, and that's why he was punished.
I mean, it sounds like that Gufa was a kasha, right, as to whether they needed to show the knife. So it's a pasuk in that child. I mean,
I'm not sure he was saying it was a halacha. He says, you know, what about his covenant? He said that doesn't apply over here. I mean, he's explaining his position. He's not asking a shayla. He's explaining. I'm telling you, I hold his mutter. I'm passing it for you. I mean, he was not less than a Talmud Chaver. At least in this step of the Gemara. The boy said, "Meshana Rav Acha bar Yaakov, the Miflik Harben Moed Hayuzokin Mechachem." So he was an extraordinary zokin and chacham. So that already, so that you don't have the heter of Tzimur Rabbanan Lenafshe. Okay, Amar Rava. This last two words of the second to last narrow line. Amar Rava. If it's a scenario where he needs to react to stop somebody from doing an aveira, he can react even in the presence of his rebbe. Okay, so Morris says Ravina Habi Yosef. Can we bring the story to bring that out? Ravina Habi Yosef made the Ravashi. Ravashi was Ravina's rebbe, and Ravina was sitting in the presence of their mamash in front of Rav Ashi. Chazil al gavra the ko osr le lechamrei b'tzintza b'shabata. He was tying his gemor onto the tree on Shabbos. So Rashi says over here the issue wasn't the kshira. The kshira was a way which was done b'heter, but he's mishtamash b'ilon, which is an issue of the rabbanon. So Roman may call up Molashka, but he raised his voice at him. He yelled at him to stop, and he ignored it. Amalei lehevi haigabra v'shamta. So Ravina asked Ravasi. He declared this person should be put in cherub. So he did two things. He told him to stop, and he put him into cherub, both in the presence of his rebbe.
Now, would it make a difference if there was an opportunity for him to consult with his rebbe and say, you know, rebbe, look, you know, what he's doing. Should rebbe say something? Would that have been preferable? I mean, here they probably didn't have the time.
Assuming that they could, he could defer to the Rebbe and accomplish the exact same thing. So then you're right. But the point is over here because of the element of time. Then he turned to Rav Ashi. What I did was that considered something which would appear to be an act of chutzpah, of hefkeris. In other words, it was improper in your carpet. So Amar Lei. So Rav Ashi said back to Ravina, there's a pasuk of Ein Chochma, Ve'ein Tzvuna, Ve'ein Eitzel Neged Hashem. The pasuk of Mishlei says that there's no considerations when it comes to the protection of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kol Makom She'esh Bechil Hashem, Ein Chochma Kabbal Rav. If there's a potential for an error being done, if something's wrong being done, you don't have to give cover to the Rebbe. Okay.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Over. going back to the issur of being merit halacha with the rabbi, the father was also b'chayiv misa. Not only is the person also to do it.
Can I just ask about the chil Hashem? I mean, the chil Hashem here, I mean, it's not because there's anything sort of public about this, right? Even if it was, you know, completely right. Private.
Right. I mean, in any way, diminishing a Kodesh Baruch Hu's So Rabbi says, "Befonav also b'chay misa." So, in the presence of the Rebbe, the loch is usher the paskin, and a person does it, he's chay misa, but they shemayim for doing it. Shalom befonav is also vein chay misa. But if it's not befonav, then it's usher to do it still, but it's not chay misa. Mor says, "Shalom befonav loy." He's telling me, "Shalom befonav, it's not chay misa." But Tanya. Rabbi Elazar Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Loi Mesu ben Aaron Achahar Halacha b'fnei Moshe Rabba. So their Misa came because they passed in the Halacha. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Rebbe. So my Darish, what did they say? So the pasuk says that the Bnei Aaron put a fire on the mizbeach. Now we know there was an esh from Shemayim. Some of they said Alpha Pisha Ha Esh Yeredes Min Hashemayim Mitzvah Habim Min Ahedit. Besides the esh which is there on the mizbeach, which came down from Shemayim, there was a mitzvah which had just happened. Right. There was a mitzvah for them to put wood on the mizbeach to put fire on the mizbeach. So that decision that they made, and then was an act of being mer l'halach lifnei rabbi, and that's where they died. And then it says, "V'talmud echad ha'yil of the Rebbe Eliezer, shahar locha b'fonav." That he was mer locha b'fonav. Amar Rebbe Eliezer, le'ima shalom ishtoi. So Rebbe Eliezer said to his wife, her name was Ima Shalom. Tamei ani im yitzitzei shenosei. I would find it very bewildering. If this person would finish off the rest of this year, he didn't make it through the year. She says, "Well, where'd that come from?" Have you ever heard that phrase? Okay, now you know where it came from. Okay, Ella. This is the Masar that I have. Kolamar Halacha Bifnei Rabbi Chayav Misa. Okay. Now, but the Omer Rabbi Barbechon, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Oysa Talmud, Yehuda Ben Gurya Shemoy. His name is Yehuda Ben Gurya. Oya Rocha Kumeno Sholosh Parsos. He was three Parsos away. The Mora says that, so Lachar, that indicates that it wasn't Befonav, he's still Chayav Misa. The Mora says Befonav Hava, even though he lived three parsos away, but this story was in the presence of Rabbi Eliezer. The Mora says, what do you mean? V'harocha k'memeno sholosh parsos k'omar. So Rashi says that the Kasha was, I mean, Rabbi Yechon was telling me that, you know, that he lived, you know, he lived in Woodside. I mean, what's he telling me for? He's telling me because to point out that it took place over there, because it took place over here. Who cares where he lived? Right? So don't, you can't answer b'fanav. So the verse says no. L'tameich in to explain to Yerucha. But why did he tell you the name of the person? Alright? Rebekah was concerned people would not take this story seriously. I said, yeah, he made up a story. Yeah, the Talmud died, right. She said, no, I'll tell you the name of the person. I'll tell you where he lived. But not that but the hara was b'fnei. But okay. Omer Kiya Bar Abba, Omer Birkan, Kolomer Halacha Bifni Rabbi, Roy Lakishai Nochash, is Roy that a Nochash should bite him. Shenemar Vayan Elihu Ben Berechel Habuzi. So the last of the Rei Eiv to answer, to respond to Eiv, was Elihu Ben Berechel. I'm young, and therefore I hesitated to say anything until all of you finished speaking. It says, "Vaira," and I was so therefore I trembled, Vaira, and I was afraid. Then the pasuk lechavos that mechavos that day yischem to let you give me my opinion. So it wasn't why I was quiet the whole time because I had nothing to say, because I did not want to present my opinion in the presence of the people which were older than him. Okay, he uses the word zechalti, uksiv. Im Hamas Zechele Ofor. Pasuk talks about that the Moshe is going to send the different punishments. One of the punishments he's going to send, Meshen Behemoth Shalom Bom, Im Hamas Zechele Ofor, together with the tremendous fury of those which are the snakes which slither on the ground. So you see, Zechalti, he was afraid of this punishment of the snake. Ziri Amar Rebbe Chanina, Ziri calls the name of Chanina that Nikre Chayte. So that he gets the label of being a Chayte. It says, "Believe it's a fanti imrasecha l'man lo echteloch." I kept my your words of Torah hidden in my heart. David HaMelech says, "Or that I should not sin." To you. So what is that referring to? So where it says, Rav Hamnuna Rami, Rav Hamnuna asks the seer, see, believe me, Tzavati Mersecha, which means that David Melech says, I mean, the words of your Torah in my heart, I didn't express them. See, Bisarti Tzedek B'kol Rav, I declared the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzedek is the righteousness, because Rashi means the retiro in public forum. So more answers, Lakasha. The answers depends whether everybody was alive or not. Kamizman she'iro hayoiri kayim. Kamizman she'en iro hayoiri kayim. So Rebbe was iro hayoiri, and when iro hayoiri was alive, David did not say anything because he did not want to be mer halacha lifnei rabbi, and it says l'man lo echte loch, because he's having considered a chait. Okay,
I understand the. And we say that a person is chayv misa. Okay, then we come along. We say, well, he's right l'hakisho nachash or nikrachote. How does that compare with being chayv benafsha, chayv misa?
Chote, I think the pshat on chote is quite putting the title of a person of a chote. A person doesn't marry, a person gets punished. Putting the title of a person, he's a chote, is is a whole different level.
So it's worse.
It's worse.
And also Hakif Yonachash is.
You know, it's more than that. You know, that's basically that's a form of mitzvah shemayim. But it's saying specifically compared to the if you say lechisha nochash means that in some way he's done to the he's done something which is along the lines of what the nochash has done. That's how before she I got it to understand it. I mean, the nochash was the first maralach of the rabbi. He said, "Don't worry, it's mutter." He took a decision upon himself, which wasn't his position to take.
Well, but
there was other problems over there also. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's places.
Let's see, Rashi. Fisherman says, have it on the page. The Talmud saw a person writes a labor of Eretz about the Avera. Rabbi is shown by Shosek, the Rebbe is not responding. But to the Talmud, Likvay is a beleaguer. The Talmud is allowed to jump in and respond. It seems that Medakal is attaching it to the tree, the palm tree. There's an issue to use the tree. That which I did, just now, mihavi afkirusa, is that afkirusa, which means chutzpah or loy? Was considered what I did improper or not? Is it in kachma? In teres kachma, b'kabed atuna b'yoyitz emedes kineged chil Hashem. The responsibilities of kachma, kabed, and tuna. In other words, Yeretz gets into the Pasuk. Ain't eight, so okay. All those are not taken into consideration when it comes to the Chil Hashem. So the giving the covet of the one who's the Chacham or the Mizbarnin, I guess, the Novan, I guess would be the right word, or the Yoyetz, you don't have to consider that. The funny was Shalah Haris, Uchai Mizav De Shemayim. The Rashi points out that the Rav is not going back on the last discussion, which is the case of the Fushimi Yisuri, it's going on in general. The case of the person just coming to ask a question, the Talmud answers. So, he's also B'chai Misa. The more answers that story over there. But you see what he was shlomo fun of. Whereas the answer is b'fun of Hava, the hurrah of Yehuda ben Gurya was done in the Rabbi Yehuda's presence. The haris b'chaim yishin the shemayim. Sorry, b'fun of Hava. B'chaim yishin rochik mimenu shay rochik b'kaima mimokim rabbi shalosh pesos. He lived 3 pesos away. Miuku ore, but the story where he gave the hurrah kamei ore that took place in front of Rabbi Yehuda. Or it says, "Rochak b'menu kamer." The harah lav rochak b'menu hava. If the harah took place in Rabbi Yehuda's presence, so what was it relevant that Rabbi Yehuda should tell me that he lived somewhere else? My usher Rabbi Yehuda Hashmina. The Mor says, "No, he wanted to tell you that it's a real story." Okay. So, found the Mersecha Kenasti the word I held into my words. Milahar is the pasuk, not the pasuk. In a scenario where that would be considered a chet, it's a paskin. Tzedek is divrei Torah. He said, "Dibarab." The answer is that ira hayiri, rabba hava. Ira hayiri was Rebbe, was David Melch's Rebbe. Kedekseiv hayakayin leDavid. Pasuk says he was hayakayin leDavid. Which right now, because the more is explaining, it means Rav LaDavid. He was the Kohen, like he was David Melech's person that he deferred to as his Rebbe. Okay. The Gemara then brings a different drasha on the word kain. Understand kain meaning kain kipshutoi. Back to the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavta. So we have a girsa of
Rabbi Abba
Bar Kahana. The person gives all of his everything, all of the different matanas that he has, matanas kumna, for one kind. He doesn't share it amongst the kahana. Maybe ro'av la'arlam. So that not sharing the wealth amongst the different kahanim brings a source of hunger to the world. Shnemar ira hayoiri hayakayan ladam. So he was the kayan, which means David always used him as his kayan. So verses the David who have a kayan the kuliyam aloi was he only David's kayan. So what does it mean? He was the kayan for David. Ella shayim mashagel matnosav. He always gave his. Any matan skuna that he had, he always gave to Irahi Iri. See, Basrei, Vahi Ra'av, Bimei David. And the next pasuk is that there was a famine. Okay. Back to where Lachathe Rabbi. Rabbi Yezer Omer. Read us some Gedul Asa. Talmud is Mura Lachot and Rabbi. So he loses his Cheshivas. Shemar Vayomer Elazar Akayin Al Anshei Tzava. So Elazar told the Anshei Tzava the halachas of Hagolas Kelim in Moshe Rabbeinu's presence. Avgav Darman Lu. Even he told them. La'achi Abba Tziva, Vosila Tziva. I'm saying over what Moshe Rabbeinu was taught, my father's brother, my uncle. So he didn't claim the source of the halacha was himself. He attributed it to his Rebbe. But he should not have done it in the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu. He got a punishment. What's the punishment? If Siv, with the Elazar Kohen Yamoid, that when by the appointments of Yehoshua, it says that the pasuk says that Yehoshua will have to stand in the presence of Elazar and ask him from the Urim and Tumim. Well, Ashikon the Itzuk le Yehoshua, but Yehoshua never used Elazar. So even though Elazar was given this cover that Yeshua the Melech would have to come to him for direction. And now that he did this, his stature was lessened, and he never was zeichet to play that role, to be the one who gives the Urim and Tumim to Yeshua.
The Chayv Misa.
Could be the fact that he attributed it to the Rebbe would mitigate the Misa issue.
There's an element of does the Mafish Misa, does that?
Possibly it's a Mafish Misa situation. Okay. Amr Blavi called the Moisef Mila Kameda Rabbi, person who responds to a halachic issue in front of his Rabbi. Also, Lishol Belovlad goes to the netherworlds. Not only did he die, but when he dies without children. Shemar Abiyan Yeshua ben Nun Mishreis Moshe Ivachurov Vayumar So Yeshua basically is addressing in the presence of Moshe, saying how we should address the issue. So that's, as it were, being Merlech of Tenrabo. Steve, Nun Benoit, Yeshua Benoit. So it goes through the whole Yichus, and it stops at Yeshua. It says that says the grandfather of Yeshua, and it says his son was known. And then it says that his son was Yeshua, and that's where it stops, indicating that he had no children. Now, there's Gemara in Sanhedrin. And he had daughters, just didn't have sons.
Who?
Yeshua. This Gemara is that somebody had no children at all.
What's the Mari Makom here? Dalet Hay Allah?
Dibre Hayyamin? Chronicles 1?
What?
Chronicles 1?
Oh, Dibre Hayyamin Aleph. Thank you. I was like trying to figure out why an Aleph is W.
Okay. Taking the Abba Bar Papa, versus that this explanation of that he had, why he had no children, is not like Abba Bar Papa. The Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Papa, Nenash Yeshua, Ella Bishul Shapitel, he says, "Well, La Achas Mipriyavri." The reason why he didn't have any children is because he withheld all of Klaius for one night of being Isaac and Puravu. So, correspondingly, his punishment that he would not have children. Where do you see that? Shenemar, as it says, when he, b'yos Yeshua b'richoi, so Yeshua was there, they were besieging Yerichoi. He saw Eno Vayar. He lifts up his eyes and he sees, and there's an ish there, and he asks them, there's a being there. He asks him, "What are you?" He says, "Ksiv," and the pasuk says, "Vayomer loy ki ani sar tzvua Hashem," that he's a malach and the tzvua of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. "Ato bosi," I came now. So, what does "I came now" mean? "Amar loy." Emesh, yesterday, we told him Tomin Shabin Arboyim, that in the process of besieging this, being Oisik of the process of Muhammad around the city,
in the process of what?
Of the siege around the city, they did not bring the Korban Tomin Shabin Arboyim. Ba'achshav, we told them Talmud HaTorah. And now, this night, you could have been learning Torah, and he wasn't. Okay. I'll ask him again, boss. So yes, okay, so there's two things. Which one brought you here? He says, I'm going to boss. So now, which means that the issue now, right now, you're not learning. Miyad, v'yelach Yeshua b'layla hu b'seich ha'emek. Suppose it says that he went b'layla hu b'seich ha'emek.
Not v'yelach.
I'm sorry.
V'yolan, not v'yelach. Slept,
not
he went, which did you say?
I said, Vayelus.
Bach changes Vayelus.
Okay, I can't help you. The pasuk says Vayelus.
You sure?
Yeah.
For real, in the David says Vayelus?
Yeah.
Yehoshua b'laylah, who was so chaynuk?
Rabbi B'yachir, malam shaholach, ba'imka shaholach.
What does it say, shaholach?
So, He was Isaac in Ayim Kishal Halacha. Okay. The Gemiri, the Chosman, Sha'aron, Rishkina, Shri, and Shalabim, Mekaiman, Asir Matash, Shemita. When the Aaron was out, so they were Asir Matash, Shemita. So where Rashi explains is that his time to them was that they were busy warmongering that night instead of learning. There's no war going on. It means that they took the Oren out and they went out. They went out with the Oren. They didn't take it back to Gilgal where they should have taken it that night. So that night ended up that Klai Yisrael was bottom per Berivia. Okay. Now the more just moves off to the rest of this conversation. Omer Bishmuel bar Inia Mishmei de Rav Godol Tamatar Yosu Me'akrobas Timid Dermalei Ata Bosi. His complaint against him was for the Ata wasn't for the Tam Shabbat Abor that you were Mevatel yesterday. It was for the lack of learning for that night. Okay. Just finish off the Gemara. Somewhere takes this the cue from this idea that bit the puravu is an improper thing. So Amar Abrunya Amar Rav Amar Abruna Amar Rav Kol Yoshein Bekila Sheish Veishta Shriyan Bo. Krishna sleeps in a Rashi saying Bekila over here means in the same room. Is where husband and wife are. A love because of Omer, and regards to him, the pasuk says, "Neshami to Gershon mi beis ta'anu geha." That he's driving out the wife from her husband's home. V'omer of Yosef, Philip Ishtar Nida. Rav Yosef says, even if the woman is a nida, so there's not potential for ravu, but to be able to be together and have their private conversation, that's also improper when he's done by being there.
Improper.
Rav Amar, imish nida he tavel abracha. Rav says, I don't understand. I don't know. It's better he's there. They won't do anything wrong. Rav says, Allah, that's not true. That idna man natre. Till he was here, what they've been taking care of themselves. It's not his job to take care of them. So now he's not adding anything positive. He's detrimental for their privacy. So the pasuk castigates him for such. Okay, and the more goes back to Erevin.
What's mean about that?
Who was sharma them? There was nobody here. Tell them they've been taking care of themselves. They've been careful themselves. They don't need this fellow here.
In other words, the husband had been careful.
The husband didn't have been.
His wife.
He's been careful. You're more saying, till now, you think you've solved all their problems? They've been careful the whole time. Nobody else is watching them. Nobody's care. They refine themselves. So not your job to come and all of a sudden help them be careful about Hilchos Nida. So then it's not your job, so to get out of here. Zog Rashi. Marino Semik Dulosai, Le'elkoi, Adaziri, B'mara Locha B'fnei Rabbi. Let's go back on the. It's not going back on the case of Matnas Kahuna. It's going back on the Merloch and Rabbi. It says that Elazar said, "Is Achi Abed Siva?" The call covered the Moshe. Gave cover the Moshe Ben Siva. Siva Hashem is Moshe. But the Haraloch is Gil. But he taught them the Loch is Hagolas. The Hagolas Caleb. Achas is Zov that you can't use them until you purify them. He lost. Lared Migdula Shapaskula becoming hockey. He lost.
Achis.
So he lost the gedula, which min shemayim they had designated for him. Yeshua is supposed to ask from Lazar. Yeshua never asked the Lazar anything. Okay. The Mura says that called the Moisev Mile Kameh the Rabbi. Moisev Meshiv Dvar Mura Meshiv Dvar means Mura Halach. He passes the Halach in front of his Rabbi. He goes Lishol the Misa below Vlad. Says Yeshua Ben Nun is Kloem Rim Heim Lekach that they should be put away. He's asking what to do with them. David the Kamar Halach is like a Mura Halach. It says Sev Siv Noin Ben Noi Yeshua Ben Noi. Any children afterwards. So Leonidas Yeshua Leos Ariri Elish Abith. The reason why he was left without any children is because he was about to Kaisa from Peri Bereva. So how do you see that? So he beyes Yeshua Mitziv Makar Shlufa Biyadoi, that this apparition came holding his sword, a drawn sword, Miklal to the Poranus boy, came to punish. Vatabos, he said, I came now. The Kamerle, which he said to him, Hoka Kamerle, Avera shall Asha Bossi, I came for the Vera of now. That indicates there was another one besides. Otherwise, why are you stressing? He came for this one now. Mahi. So what was it? Hoka Kamer. Emes Vitaltim Tomash Abin Arboyim. Be'erivin, the previous day, Vitaltim Atomid. You didn't bring the Korban Tomid. Vakshav Shechashecho. Now that it became dark, Atem Bevalim Talmud Torah, the Fisho Yosukim, Bilmochama, Be'yoim, Lohoyer Lehem Eis Lasik Matera Labalila. So the fact he didn't learn during the day, you get a Ptur. You were busy, Isik Bilmochama. Which is proper. But now, what's your excuse? By the next war, he spent that night learning, so that indicated that the next time that this happened, he corrected what he'd done improperly, and he was careful to make sure that he learned. But now they're being Isaac ben Muhammad Belaila, but Gemiri, the local one shall earn Bashkin and Bashri and Bashlab and Mekaman. But Salah Shachicha Mamala, Chayim and Valim, Talmud Tero, he told me they were being Valim, what are they doing instead of learning? Bishosh Haya Arv and Allah Ear, they were busy besieging the city. Well, Hilziro, Be'erev, Esa Oren, Lim Kama, Be Gilgal, they didn't take the Oren back. Who Halaila, Shabit Lord, Me Peribaribia. So that night they weren't able to have Peribaribia. Mekilas becheder in the room nishayam itigarshun shabroshin hay mimeno, because they're uncomfortable to discuss when the person is there. Okay.